State Attorney General Rob Bonta says California's Justice Department has recovered more than $2.5 billion in fraud against California. He outlined efforts on Medi-Cal fraud, hospice abuse, and more at a news conference Thursday. But the topic was more than local enforcement and recovery. It has to do with the Trump administration's use of the issue of fraud, and in particular, fraud in California.
Trump doesn't care about actually tackling fraud. He cares about weaponizing the word fraud to attack Democratic-led states. It is partisan, political theater, pure and simple. He wants to try to own the libs and get the Dems. That's all he cares about, purely partisan.
Republicans have long used the phrase waste, fraud, and abuse to push against expensive programs like welfare and Medicaid, known in California as Medi-Cal. More recently, fraud has been used as a reason for federal enforcement in various communities, particularly in Minnesota. And now, California seems to be in the crosshairs. Trump has called California more corrupt than Minnesota, if that's possible. He's reportedly soon to sign an executive order creating an anti-fraud task force to look for welfare abuse in California and other states. Bonta says the idea that fraud is a California problem or a blue state problem is, in Bonta's words, a figment of Trump's imagination.
This idea that the government of California is somehow involved in fraud it's outrageous, it's ridiculous, it's without basis. But unfortunately, it's also on brand for this president who has a very loose and difficult relationship with the truth and with the facts, and likes to make up his own facts, especially when they are false accusations leveled at blue states like California.
Of course, President Trump has his own experience with fraud. Many will remember the now defunct Trump University and his felony conviction in the hush money case involving porn star Stormy Daniels. While Attorney General Bonta praises California's anti-fraud efforts, he thinks less highly of those of President Trump and his administrator for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz.
While Trump, Assayle, and Oz may like to pretend that they're riding in on their white horses to save the day, while they may toss around categorically false claims about rampant fraud in a desperate attempt to get clicks and retweets and eyeballs, while they gaslight the American people, telling them lies. The reality is California DOJ, our law enforcement agents, our investigators, and our prosecutors have been on the ground in our communities fighting fraud, waste, and abuse for years.
Meanwhile, a top prosecutor in Minnesota says top fraud cases there are taking a back seat to Trump's crushing immigration workload. As for Trump, he closed a prayer meeting Thursday with a quote from the Gospel of Matthew, "Blessed are the pure in heart." According to the news outlet Politico, Trump then turned away from the teleprompter and said, "I don't know if that applies to me necessarily. I'm not so sure." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.